All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers, they open up the season tonight against the Boston Bruins. Puck drops at 7 o'clock from Amarin Bank Arena. And you can listen to that game right here on 104.3 FM, The Shark, and on the Odyssey app. So check the Cats out over there at 7 o'clock right here on 560 WQAM. You got the Heat's preseason opener against the Charlotte Hornets. 5:45 preheat. Solana and Tommy Tighe will have that for you. Great seeing everybody yesterday. Seeing Tommy, seeing... Well, I see Solana all the time. Seeing Tommy Tighe, seeing Jack, seeing Amy Audibert, the whole crew, everybody at the Heat. The arena looks awesome, by the way. New scoreboard. Looks fantastic. I mean, wow. They did good.
You got pictures?
Yeah, I'll show. I got a little thing here for everybody. You can see there the giant fireball screen.
I love that it changes colors.
Yep, wow. It changes colors. It was pink yesterday for the red, white, and pink game, but it's going to be red. It goes during the anthem. It can turn into red, white, and blue. They can do all kinds of tricks with it. And
is that not the sphere? Is that not? Weren't you just complaining that the sphere is a glorified IMAX and this is a sphere inside of a scoreboard?
You dummy. There's an actual game going on.
I don't think you can compare this.
Yeah, this is why he's stupid and plays people he thinks are first basemen that are radio.
Right.
You know an actual game's going on in front of you, dumb.
Yeah, that's great. It's the same exact thing, but because it works.
It looks like a basketball, too. Look at the little... Yeah. Looks like leather.
It's completely different. But, you know, listen to Hocus Pocus over here trying to make his boxing. -1.
Oh, -1 for that? God forbid I try to catch you on your same take. Oh, it's just a sphere IMAX. The Heat do the same thing. Put it behind an LED.
It's in real life. Oh, I mean, like, okay. You can see the screens under there. It's a much improved viewing experience. If you had to go to every game at the sphere after watching something... You know, if you had to watch a basketball game there for 41 games, be a lot different. Wouldn't it be Frog Boy, but you want to be dazzled because a band is playing. And, oh, look, there's a meadow.
By the way, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
You should maybe take a break.
Yeah.
Right? Because that whopper that you pulled earlier, you need to probably go in the cone of silence for a minute.
All right, that's fair, you know, but I have
trying to put the stink on me just because you went out here thinking that Tony Rizzo, longtime Cleveland radio host, plays first base for the Yankees.
Well, I don't know
who does that.
I don't know what his background is in baseball, but I do need to know more or less what you think the difference is between this and the sphere in Vegas. It's the same thing, dude. If you're impressed
by this, I don't think you can compare this, Marcos.
Except for the basketball game?
It's a ball with a TV.
Except for the. Huh?
It's a ball with a TV on it. That's what both of these things are. It's a
giant
ball
TV.
Giant TV.
Giant TV. Like the ones that are on the inside, those are the inside TVs. That's how small they used to be. Now look how big they are.
So now you're not impressed by this, Marcos?
I am impressed.
Are you not amazed by this, Marcos?
I am very amazed.
Don't bring me down.
No. That's a good point, Jennifer.
No, don't try to get this. Hey,
good point, Jennifer. I am just as amazing as Leroy.
Marcos, you ruined this whole tour, okay? I was excited to see this video, and you just ruined it. You pooped the bed.
Are you not amazed?
I am.
And now
amazed.
He's lashing out.
No, I'm amazed. But I'm just saying, how could Tobin talk bad about the sphere and then like this? It's the same thing. I think it looks great.
You're seeing actual things in real life, dude. Like the sphere is all, it's imagination. I'm going to the movies.
Okay.
They just improved our viewing experience, okay?
Yes. And you know what? I won't take away from that anymore. It is a beautiful addition for sure.
Not the Heat. Out of all people,
I'm not mad at the Heat. I'm just thinking Tobin needs to be a little bit more consistent with his screen appreciation.
What I mean, what am I being inconsistent about? One thing I'm seeing in real life with actual lighting for an actual event. The other one is hocus pocus on a screen. What don't you get? I don't understand.
It's hocus on the screen.
It's hocus pocus on a screen.
That's expensive. It costs, $3 billion?
Yeah. But no, not impressive. Not impressive enough for old Tobes.
What's not impressive?
By the way, I was proven wildly right. That's what everybody said about the Sphere with the UFC event, too. They said, wildly overrated.
Is that what they said?
Okay.
That is what they said.
All right.
That is what they said.
I do, however, appreciate what the Heat have done with the scoreboard. I think it
doesn't sound like you do.
I don't want to take away from it. I think it looks
great. You're too busy doing a boxing for some reason.
I'm not boxing anyone. I'm just, you know. Holding you accountable. It's kind of hard to
box somebody in. Well, why are you boxing? You are crawling into a box.
All right. Listen here, Maury Povich. I've had enough of you.
No. Listen to this guy.
You just
let and don't even get me started on old Oscar the Grouch on the bottom of the screen there. I mean, congratulations. You're not wearing a shirt today, Scoobs.
Sorry.
I just loud.
He's like, he's more comfortable. He's talking bad about you. He's
like, he hurt my feelings.
He's not even going to look at you because
look at this.
See,
Marcos, real life accented by new technology, not being dulled by just screens. Like all in life, we're dulled by screens, but if it could be an accenting piece,
wow.
That's actual real life. That's something you can feel, you can touch. You're sitting here like a bump on a log, a curmudgeon.
Okay. You know what? I do agree with that.
You can feel and touch that, Tobin. What?
You can with your eyes, JFig.
Okay. Not
I don't like that.
Not true there. But I do agree in that sense, where it's not the main focal point like the Sphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an
the access. The thing you're gonna love though is it's gonna be theater lighting. Ooh. You know, so like I don't think I got video that really picked it up great, but it's gonna be like the lights are gonna be dimmed on everything but the court when the game is going
Ooh.
On.
Like that.
So that's pretty it's cool. it's gonna be really cool. like a fight like the UFC is like when and not that dopey Sphere card, but like when they just caught the crowd all focus on the game.
Pretty cool. Pretty good.
Did good. They did good.
Nice.
I like it. I can't wait.
But thanks for ruining it, Frog Boy. I appreciate you. You know, just thank it, you.
You know, some accountability. This show.
What is accountable?
Like, Tobes.
You literally played
the
worst soundbite mistake in the history of the show last segment, and you're talking about accountability?
I'm taking accountability for that. Are you?
I don't have anything to be accountable for.
It's the same thing, dude. It's a sphere.
I don't think
screens.
It is, dude. I don't think it is. I mean, you know.
It's literally the same shape. It's literally the same shape.
Dude,
no,
I mean, do they call you Snack Reacher? Like, way to like, I mean, go after this take. Like, what is this?
Is that like Jack Reacher, but with like a Schmiefenschmolik?
That's right. You knew exactly what it was.
I'm making fun of you in the Miami Heat office.
Don't act like you didn't know exactly what the joke was.
I just wanted to confirm.
Minus one for deflection.
No, I didn't deflect. I was acknowledging it.
Minus one.
A lot of minus ones being handed out. Tell me I can touch it with my eyes. Ooh, look at me.
Dade Sops says it's to hide the empty seats at tip-off.
Oh. That hurts.
Wow.
That's messed up.
It hurts because it's true. But I mean, traffic. Like, what are we going to do?
They did add like different seats too. On the there's brand new seats in the lower bowl that can retract.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. It's great.
Maybe like a little, you can like go back on them? You can't. There's no like.
No.
I'm talking about.
Wait, hey, whoa!
That'd be nice.
Whoa!
Oh, seats that retract.
Do you?
That'd be nice. Oh, like theater
That's
seats.
That's not what that means.
Oh, I get it. You can have your popcorn, your soda, just. Whoop.
Are you trying
that's
to punish
not
us?
What retract. That,
it's not.
That's
it's not.
Not
re- what?
No, it's not reclining, jackass.
Yeah.
Nah. Retract means they can make more room and back the seats up.
Nah, I know what he meant, and I get it. Good job.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, you can put your feet up.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened.
Yeah,
you know what you are. You right now are Aaron Rodgers, and you got Robert Saleh fired because you had a bad three interception performance last segment.
Yeah,
and so you're thinking, who can I take this out on? And you had an awful take, and then you're trying to be cute with little word plays. I'm on to you, Frog Boy.
All right. I think this is a typical case of old Tobes not taking accountability, but it's okay. I'll be the scapegoat like I always
am. I am accountable. I am accountable about everything.
Tua breaks his neck, it's my fault.
No, don't follow a lie with a lie.
You're sitting here and you're saying that this is the same as the Sphere take, and it's not.
It's like Tobin and Latino Tobin are talking.
It's literally a sphere.
Like a mirror.
It is
it's like a mirror.
It's literally a sphere. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Can I go in the fireball?
Well, you can't go in the fireball, which, I mean, makes it a little inferior, if you ask me.
No. Well, listen, boxed in.
Why?
Because it's not the same as the sphere. I would have to go inside the orb.
Can we stop using Boxton as an argument ender?
It is, though. He's sitting here and he's just being ridiculous.
Man. Oh! I wonder where he gets that from.
I don't know.
Mm. Wow, you're not very aware.
There goes that accountability showing up on the screen again. Accountability, everyone. Oh,
Leroy.
That was the most ridiculous quibble.
Let me just say something. Leroy, minus one.
Whoa!
You fell for the hard count. Whoa! You jumped offside. You fell exactly into his frog web that he was trying to lure this entire time. Exactly what I want. Wow. He wanted this segment to end in a Tobin Leroy quibble to get that stink off him. It's exactly what he wanted.
Leroy, I wouldn't take that if I were you personally. I'm just
saying. You're tyrannical. That's what you are.
What?
He's tyrannical. He's a tyrant.
That's not a word.
Oh, it's a word, dude. It's a word.
You don't think that's
a word. It's a word.
Tyrannical?
Totally.
I'm going to check as soon as I can figure out how the hell to spell it.
Man. Seriously. Oh, wait.
Two N's.
How do you spell it? T-Y. No. How does Tobin spell it?
All right. Now, you guys need to apologize for Tobin for questioning his grammar. Tobin, I believe you, dude.
Exercising power in cruel or arbitrary way.
It's a word. Thank you. Give me my point.
Yeah, that's a point for Tobin. I agree. You guys should stop questioning his grammar.
See, he's evil.
What?
He's just like, you guys fell for it.
They were against you, bro. I mean, I know tyrannical's a word. You know tyrannical's a word. We're just, you know, peas in a pod here. Two tyrants.
That's two big ass peas.
Minus one.
Classic Leroy Ender with the fat shaming.
Y'all be stuffed. How big is your pod? 2-3 bedroom?
The Stone Cold Sunner is the fat shaming. Take a break. Back after this. Just checking in on Panthers Chili Peppers for tonight.
Fleetwood Mac.
That's true. That is the band.
What are those Chili Peppers saying? You know?
Well, I'm looking at the player props. First goal scored tonight. They got first goals. Favorite, Matthew Tkachuk, +900, with Rhino at +900 as well. So those two are your favorites. Barkey at +1,000. Verhaeghe at +1,000. Sam Bennett +1,200.
Oh, Verhaeghe's still here? I thought you shipped him to Arizona.
Well, you know, we sat down with him.
And I forgot to let that tidbit out.
Mm.
Accountability.
Yeah, but again, this is where you're a forgetter of facts.
Oh.
I sent him to Arizona contingent on whether or not he showed up in Game 7, which he did. So, ergo, no Yotes. Mm. Wow. Anyway, Carter Verhaeghe +1,000 for the first goal.
You are amazing.
First, Sam Bennett +1,200. Evan Rodriguez +1,300. Anton Lundell +1,600.
Oh.
And who do you think is getting the first goal tonight, Leroy?
To be honest with you, I would go down to that third line.
Oh.
Yeah, because I think the first couple of lines are going to be pretty physical, right? Because Boston.
We're getting a fight tonight. Yeah. Like, there's no doubt. We're getting a fight.
You make a point. So I would say maybe Evan Rodriguez. That's the third line, or is he the fourth line?
He's on the second line with Tkachuk.
What's the next line? That's Anton Lundell. That crew. Who's that line? I would say somebody.
I got the lines for tonight. Hold on 1 second. Here are your lines. Verhaeghe, Barkov, Reinhart.
What?
Neither of those are his name.
Okay.
Rodriguez, Sam Bennett, Tkachuk, Lustrain, and Lundell. And this is new dude, Sam Skevich.
Oh, Skevich. Finnish? Skevich.
Probably.
Probably, right?
What's the other guys?
Lusterain and Anton Lundell.
Skevich.
Baby Barkey.
Something tells me Rhino.
I was going to say, I think he's going to pick up where he left off.
You think Rhino, right off the... right he's off the
favorite at what, 900 or 1,000?
First goal plus 900. Mm. Now, if you want to just do goal props straight up for over-unders, over half a goal tonight for Rhino, plus 110. For Higgy, plus 130. Kachuk, plus 145. Barkey, plus 175. Sam Bennett, he's 2-1. Evan Rodriguez, plus 275 to score a goal. Anton Lundell, plus 325.
Mm. Hockey doesn't do it for me.
Not enough not enough odds for you? Not enough
No, it's just too hard.
Where's Ekblad? Ekblad!
Great.
Plus 750 for an Ekblad goal tonight.
Coming off the best parade speech of all time? I don't know. Worth looking at.
And what did Paul Maurice say? Breathe out your what?
breathe out your nose, not your bleep.
Hmm.
That's cool.
If you really one
of the greatest lines ever.
That's pretty good.
Because there ain't nobody who heard that line that didn't know what he was talking about.
I don't know. Can I combine some of these? Like, I know I can only pick one for the first score. But I'm trying to have some value.
You can bet. You can make multiple bets.
Oh. No, but that doesn't add to my... You know, I'm trying to... Like, what's the Julian Hill anytime touchdown here, you know?
Probably Nico Mikola.
Oh, yeah. I'll say.
Plus 1,000.
Nico.
Dmitry Kulikov. Mm-hmm. Plus 1,200, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to explain that.
Oh, okay. Not comfortable throwing that, huh?
Well.
Yeah, I don't think...
Gus Forsling?
Gus?
Plus 650. Okay. Something. Okay. A little juice.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You want to do a Bob shutout for plus 1,200 tonight?
Ooh, I would love a Bob shutout for 1,200. I would love that.
Right, they just got their rings.
Yeah. No, but he's focused. You can tell.
What's the over-under for the game?
Mm. Let's see. Total game lines. Forward. Over-under six.
Six, wow. Man,
this I'd go over.
Panthers are the favorite tonight. Minus 160. Other goalie.
Nice. Do you feel the arena is going to be rocking tonight, or are people going to take precautions?
I think it's going to be rocking. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
Sold out season tickets. And by the way, nothing's going to be here till tomorrow. So,
yeah.
No, I think it's going to be ridiculous tonight.
I think so.
It's actually sunny here.
Debaucherous. Wow. Panthers fan behavior tonight.
Calm before the storm.
You know, the Finns are on the bye week. You're going to have like Finns linemen there chugging beers on the Jumbotron. Yeah. What are you talking about? Like, it's going to be.
But would you be upset if you saw that?
No, it's the bye week.
Bye. So if you saw Liam Eichenberg shirtless,
You would definitely.
Nobody would want Liam Eichenberg on a Jumbotron because they'd be like, why did they put a bum on the Jumbotron? But if Liam Eichenberg wants to chug a beer, it's his week off. I don't have any qualms with that. Like, go ahead.
Why did they have such a big deal when the Giants came down here and got on a boat?
That was before the playoffs, though, dude.
Still bye week.
Boat parade.
We'll see after the next game.
Yeah.
You think with the way the season goes, J Fig, where they've already been stinking up the joint, I'm going to be upset because Raheem Mostert is on the Jumbotron chugging brewskis?
Yeah. No stops you before.
Mr. One Game Raheem Mostert, I'd be a little upset. I mean, come on.
Wow.
One game. Hey,
you guys are tougher than I am. It sounds like you're ready to pounce, J Fig. It sounds like to me you're saying.
I just know the way that you.
Nah, I got to say. It sounds like Leroy. Did you ask
the question?
J Fig is hardened as a sports fan. Mm-hmm. She's basically saying, keep your nose in the playbook. No Panthers games for the Dolphins.
There you go.
There you go.
With the deflections.
Wow. It's crazy.
Wow. How am I deflection?
You got like that Captain America. A shield.
I just want to say something. Here's what's ridiculous about it. You ask me what my opinion would be of it.
Yep.
I give you my opinion. Yeah. You don't believe me. I don't know why.
Throw it.
Now, I will say the one person who should probably avoid the Panthers game tonight. If I'm honest, if I had to pick one Panther, one Dolphin who shouldn't be at the Panthers game and should be at a jugs machine.
Oh, God.
Jalen Waddle.
Oh, of course.
But that's just, you know, if he goes fine,
it's goes fine.
And it's nighttime.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's his bye week and it's nighttime.
It's fine. I'm not gonna get crazy about it.
You already said it.
And also, long snapper McGee.
Oh.
You know. You might want to keep those fingers warm, dude. I wouldn't put them in an iced arena.
Oh my goodness, you're the worst. The worst.
Saw him taking you accountability for that snap. Yeah, right.
You all dude. Are thinking it.
We're thinking that about Jalen.
You all were thinking.
What if he said all my other ones were good?
What if Mike McDaniel invites his friend Robert Saleh to the Panthers game tonight?
If that was Weaves, I wouldn't like that.
Why not?
Hey, I know what you're doing secretly. You're trying.
You don't want to. You don't want a Robert Saleh, you know, informant, like a little informant, like Fangs did for the Eagles a couple of years back.
Yeah, I'll take that actually. Like Flores with the Steelers last year.
Well, think about it like this: what if Anthony Weaver does a great job this year? Right? Yeah. I think he's done a fine job so far. He's gotten some head coaching interviews already. Don't you want a contingency plan for Weaves?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Robert Saleh bringing as a consultant, and so if Weaves gets a head coaching gig next year, boom, you scoot Saleh right in there.
Well, he'll get a job. He'll definitely get a job. So, I don't think it'll be here because I think Weaves doing a good job. It's kind of hard to evaluate guys when half of your team is injured.
Well, Jordan Poyer, I mean the old get injured. They should have seen that coming.
Rough.
Take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this.
Joe cracked the door.
By the way, if anybody was planning on going to Whiskey Stars and Cigars tomorrow, don't. It's postponed. We'll give you a date to be determined. All right. So don't do that. Don't go. We want you to go, but you know, not now. Not tomorrow. Be safe. That's what I want you to be. Tonight, you cozy up, you get your snuggie.
Yeah.
You have two screens going. Cats, heat. Let's get this going. By the way, Leroy, did you see Spo yesterday? You see what he said about Jovic, dude?
You don't really have to say nothing. He looks like he's a baller. He put on some weight.
240, Spo said.
Wow.
Moose.
Nah, Serbian moose.
Moose.
That's interesting. How much did he weigh when he was drafted? Because he did look bigger. He did look bigger, but like still, like, you know, fit.
His rookie year, first half of his rookie year.
He was 19, so.
He was 19, and he was kind of scrawny.
Yeah.
Then that year, like, he really, like, they put him in a weight program after he got off the back injury, and he started getting bigger. But, like, nah, dude, when we saw him at Media Day, I was like.
He was swole.
I was like, gee.
Man. They had him listed in when he was drafted at 220. So
that's, he was a little bigger than we thought.
Yeah, but it's 20 pounds of muscle that he's put on, so that's good.
Moose.
Big.
Big. Colorware. Tall.
Marcos looks thinner, too. That's the angle, dog.
I appreciate that. Jeez. Thank you. Just, if ever I have to wonder, Leroy's right there to let me know. Much appreciated.
I think you call Leroy's superhero should be the Humbler. Oh man, as far as the Dolphins injuries are concerned, Davon Achane is in concussion protocol. Tua, he's meeting with experts this week.
Huh.
You think he asked the experts, what do you guys think about that Josh Allen hit, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Still nothing on him, huh? Still no backlash.
No, they said it was an ankle injury.
Okay, that's crazy.
Like, at least Tua said it was the back first time.
For sure. Ankle. Yeah, sometimes
backs are tricky.
My ankle hurts so much, I just pass out on the ground.
Like, well, if you stub your baby toe, understandable.
Understandable, for sure.
So understandable.
Dead foot.
But he was wearing shoes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't use that story.
Yep.
Javon Holland.
Oof.
He
I guess this was because his ankle was hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh yes.
He was pointing at his ankle. My ankle.
They're also saying today, from the Robert Saleh story, they escorted him out with security.
Ooh, I did
which nothing says.
That's rough. They didn't do it for Adam Gase.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Robert Saleh escorted out of the building. Day. Yeah, I guess he was what, there for film?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe they had a weird week because they got back from London. It was supposed to be Monday Night Football against the Bills. Not an ideal week to do it. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, short week.
When was their bye? Is their bye soon? Do we have any idea? Jets. Let's see. Schedule. Week
12? Am I saying this right?
That's a while. I guess if you got to fire him, you got to fire him.
Yeah.
I can't pretend to like you for another month. It's a long time.
Okay. That means some of them didn't pretend to like him during the beginning.
That's fair.
Yeah. Last week of November, essentially, or second to last week, more or less. I don't know. You get it. Math.
Three out of the next four games for the Jets are primetime games.
Oh.
Hosting the Bills, Monday Night Football, at Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Go to New England at 1 o'clock, and then they host the Texans on Thursday Night Football in a short week on Halloween.
I don't know. Never a great time, but didn't seem like the best time.
I wonder what happened. I wonder what the final straw was.
I don't know, man. I think you're onto something. With that London trip, you got a lot of time to sit and stew on a loss. So,
do you think like he embarrassed Woody Johnson in front of
I would say I think something happened. you think that? Between him and...
Well,
yeah, I don't believe that Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with it. There's no way. Like Woody Johnson goes to Aaron. He goes, "What happened, Aaron?" He goes, "The energy was off. The universe was speaking to us, and it said, 'Leadership is thy issue.' I spoke to the trees, and this is what they told me. Fire Robert Saleh."
I know what my trees told him.
Hmm?
You're 40 and you're
you move like a tree.
That looked like it hurt.
Did he blame that injury on Robert Saleh?
I told you 40 was old. Now you agree with me.
You should have ran for vice president.
You could have hired Tom Brady's job. Shouldn't have gave none of that money back.
Remember
when we all thought it was normal that you were going to be the Jeopardy host?
He was pretty good at that, I feel like.
Speak to the trees.
Your offensive line still can't block.
Stop crying about having Davante Adams. He's not coming here.
Because he knows you're old and suck.
We all know that we all know Nathaniel Hackett has naked pictures of you.
Whoa. Okay.
Vlad tried to steal them and now we can't find him.
Do you think he's got dirt and that's the only reason he's there?
Playing like this at 40, try Blue Chew. Promo code Show Pony.
It can't make your neck. Yeah, it can't help you with your ankle, but you'll have fun.
And you won't have to have any of those weird conversations, even though you really like them. Delivered right to your door in a discreet package.
He's like, "What's that code again?"
Show pony, what?
Show pony.
How do you spell it?
Show.
And if you have any other questions, you could call Tony Rizzo.
Was it the right one, though?
How are you?
The one with a 216 area code, not the one down the street.
How is Mike McDaniel not the weirdest guy in the AFC East? Because you're here.
Hmm.
Look at him. He literally looks like, well, I would have said that he looks like he's like doing some serious like hedge funding, but then he comes out with the frappe.
How did you not see Van? How did you not see Van Ginkle with all that hair? Whoosh, the trees.
That hurts.
The trees have spoken.
Bangers and mash. No, wait. We're in London. We're in London.
We're in London.
I wonder if Aaron Rodgers stretched.
Oh, he stretches the truth.
That truth looks real.
Don't worry, you can go whine to McAfee about it. Whoosh.
Who pays him a lot of money, by the way? A lot of money.
Aaron Rodgers getting a lot of money for a really, really below average product. Interviews and play.
It's very windy in New York.
Got a lot of busted up ankles.
Going up there?
Got a lot of busted up ankles in New York.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you what. If they tried to tell me it was his ankle like it was to his back, right?
I know. What, dude? Ankle? Huh? Come on. You fell ankle. Flat.
He was on the ground like this. It's, my ankles hurt. No, dude. No. Like, you should have immediately been brought to the locker room. Not the blue tent. Just put him on the car and take him to the locker room.
Man.
Smell all right.
Salt. Nobody else got smell of salts when they went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. Go Panthers!
Yep.
Got fever.
And we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Not looking forward to this.
Are you familiar with none other than Yankees first baseman Anthony Rizzo? He is apparently a diehard Cleveland Browns fan. And
he is?
He's upset with them. This is what Tony Rizzo had to say.
Talking to everybody in the building this morning. Everybody.
Hold on.
You, Paul.
Hold on. Hold on.
You.
Hold on. You think this is Yankees first baseman
Anthony Rizzo?
Anthony Rizzo?
No, this is different Tony.
Hey, dummy.
Yeah.
This is a radio host in Cleveland that has the same name.
That makes sense.
Oh, my God.
That makes sense.
I just, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
You think that in the middle of the postseason, you think that Anthony Rizzo's got time for Cleveland on the Browns takes?
Why not, dude? Why not?
And he's from Parkland?
Apopka.
Jalen Waddle's on an 8-month touchdown fast. Jalen Waddle going out there, fat pockets. No catches. Jalen Waddle, product of Tua Tagovailoa, system receiver.
Hope you mother have a good day.